is case number 10,716.
This was in Broad Hill Beach, the cottage. Was legal action, family.
You're gonna get it settled with the
yes.
Sister and the brother that
they're gonna move a house onto this lot, right?
Yeah. They're just gonna turn it like the compound their sister got in the back and the
yeah, due to a legal action, the cottage must be moved.
Yeah.
And so obviously it wasn't created by the applicant, was it?
Nope.
No.
You know, the thing that got me that really concerns me about this one is that the opposition had a choice in the legal battle. They could have even taken this property. Now they're crying about their view.
Yeah, because they didn't.
You know, I don't see how it. I mean,
and he's still
if it alters the you know the character of the neighborhood, and particularly in those folks themselves, then you know we all have choices.
Well, I had no problem with it.
I really don't.
I don't have no problem with it.
I guess
it's very much unique.
It is.
Yeah, and I think before you even hear the opposition's testimony, I think the couple, the applicant, met the standards for granting a variance.
Yeah, I was convinced.
Yeah, right off the bat, the wife did.
And I'm not so sure that the opposition, how can they take that away? I don't know in my mind that they did.
Well, I think their only stance was it would, you know, affect
block the view.
The fourth standard that it, you know, won't alter the essential character in the neighborhood, and it really, in general, I don't think it does alter the essential character in the neighborhood. It affects one property, and there again, they had the we heard testimony and it wasn't denied. They had the option of taking that property, and having all the view they wanted.
Let me ask you this, though. I seem to remember that there was some testimony that the house that the applicant wanted to put on the property could fit without a variance if they didn't turn it or if they turned it a certain way. Mm-hmm. And so I guess what I'm suggesting is if we're going to say to the objectors, your view is not going to be taken into consideration, don't you have to say the same thing to the applicant and say, well, your view is no more important than that of your neighbors, and so just build your house without turning it.
Well, they're not building the house. They're taking a house that's placed in a certain manner, and you know, front door to the street or whatever, and they just want to. They have to move it over. They want to move it over. That's all they want to do. They don't want to flip it around. And it would be different if they could probably maybe if they were flipping it, and the front door, you know, was. Public access?
If it was
a road, you know, then flipping it might be an option, but it's not a road.
And the applicant also, if you remember that lot next to the vacant that they had, and they were looking at their porch that they could still see for the first 24 feet of their house, that were the opposition in the back could still see out of it.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily arguing against you. I just want you to consider those because it was contested, and you need to put those facts on the record when you make your decisions.
Right, I agree, and that is a good point that, you know, I thought, okay, why can't they? And I guess they could, but they're not asking.
You're saying they're placing the house the same way it was placed on another lot previously.
Yeah, in the same direction, you know.
On another lot, same
previous. Facing the street the same way. So if they turn it, now all of a sudden that, you know, puts undue hardship.
And it would incur extra cost to remodel.
Yes.
Due to the shift.
I thought they said they weren't going to turn that house.
But if they were to turn the cottage, they would incur extra cost to remodel the cottage due to the shift.
Right. It would fit if they turned it, but they didn't want to turn it because of
the cost
of design of the structure.
And the cost to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
I went down and looked at the two are tied together right now.
So okay, right.
They're going to have to, the cost is going to be there anyway to move that over.
Right.
But so I thought they were going to turn it the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. If the drawing is a reasonable facsimile of scale, where it, as you know, it's longer on the side facing Bayshore.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to be shorter on the side facing the pedestrian access.
Mm-hmm.
So this arrow indicates where it's going to be moved, and proportionally suggests that they're not turning it, they're just moving it back and over, okay? And that's why I'm saying that if the front door is facing Bayshore Drive, mm-hmm. then it's no longer, if they flip it, it's no longer going to face Bayshore Drive, but is going to face a public access, which is really, it's not a road, it's not where you put, you know, it changes the design of the house, and you know, would propose more hardship on
the applicant. But they're moving it over plus up toward the water.
Over and back, yeah, or yeah.
Up, yeah. Toward the water.
Right.
Yes.
It's going to be next to a paper route anyway. I mean, it's not a regular public road anyway, right?
Not for autos, but it's apparently right. The pedestrian access.
Yeah,
to the
that, that's what I'm saying.
And it's not, the request isn't, even though it's impeding, it's only impeding 5 feet on that access, and certainly not to a point that it's going to limit anybody from going walking through there.
Right. And what's their side yard on the other side, Susan?
10.
So they're going to be the same. On both sides, yeah. You know that it's a
mm-hmm. right
because it's a paper street.
Yeah,
it has to be 15.
Yeah, I go to paper.
Because of
paper access. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, see, I could even if that was a road and not a public access, mm-hmm. then I could say, okay, turn the house now. You know, makes sense.
Yeah.
But being it's not a road, it's you know it's not like it's a corner lot in respect to you know having two roads.
I'm in favor of it.
They bought the house, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know if they bought it or inherited it or what, but
there's a sale sign in front of it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, whether you bought it or inherited it, you know, it sounds like everybody had a choice and
what they wanted.
Right.
And strangely enough, the opposition sounds like had that same choice.
They did. At least they did.
For waterfront.
Okay. If there's Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I'm in favor of passing it.
Mr. Butler? Mr. Butler? Mr. Mills? And I'll take a motion then. Can I make a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. No, I insist.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I make a motion. We approve case number 10,716, as I believe the applicant met the standards for granting the variances.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that be approved, case number 10,716. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay, I believe that's everything for this evening, unless we have anything else. Susan, do you have anything?
Well, I was asked to remind you guys, maybe next year if we can remember, every the first Monday of every December is Caroling on the Circle. And if maybe we could try to avoid that for now on a meeting.
Yeah.
I think in the past we had suggested that we not have it. And
yeah.
Then when he changed it and then it came back. Remember?
Yeah, somebody
one time
said
it had been changed before. You guys came on, then he changed it back.
It's always usually the first
the first
Monday,
Monday
so if we can just remember for now on maybe to avoid that date.
We did that and we moved
the
meeting back.
I was asked to suggest that.
Well, we will, but you can take it back from though that we did one time that moved the meeting like the second, second, third, it was too close for the holidays, mm-hmm. so they want us to bring it back for the girl, but whichever way. But we've done it. We'd be glad to. Okay. Denny, you have anything? Okay, hearing no other business, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor of the motion, use a voting sign. All opposed?
Yep.
Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned.